great day to get rolling today. Today's such an important day for us. It's about the ball in our program. So today we devote that day to the football, both sides, big third down emphasis, and it's been a big part of what we wanted to do. So for us to get back out and talk about the football today, hugely important day for us, and one we're ready to get rocking on. That'll open it up.
Coach Wisenhunt talked about their secondary and the they do have the number one ranked pass defense. How do you see that secondary over there?
He's on point with that in terms of the way they played and the style. I think, number one, that's the rush and the coverage that's gone together. The fact that they're able to affect the quarterback, I think that's a big part of what they're doing. So when that rush and that coverage works together, that's when you're at your best, and that's certainly been the case for them.
Yeah, I talked to Ricardo. He talked about one of the issues where guys were playing mute, not communicating. How do you fix that?
The communication part's a huge element in what we want to do. When you have that communication back and forth, sometimes it might just be an alert before the call, the information that goes each down and distance, a personnel group, a split, it goes all the way across. And we made a big emphasis for that this week. That was after we got done the break in between the last game and this one. We said, here are some things that we really wanted to get better at. So it's no surprise for him, communication, because he's right there in the middle of it for us as the free safety, where so much of the information he can see. And that's going to be a big part of us moving forward.
And how's Morgan and Rakpo playing off each other? Both of those guys are from the outside linebacker position.
When the two guys outside are both causing havoc, that's when it gets hard, because now you can't just chip to one guy or slide a protection to one side. So the fact that they're both, you know, really effective in bringing it together, that's what makes this team so unique and so challenging.
For guys like Hanker Sanchester and others, how important was it for their success here that they were being reunited with the coach they had, you know, past experience with?
I think anytime it helps that familiarity, and let's give them a lot of credit too, knowing we had a, you know, for the guys who had coached them and been with them, had a real style about what they could do, and then we had a real way of how to feature them. I think us as coaches, that's one of the really important parts for us, is how do we feature the players and put them in their best spot. We had a very clear vision how to do that with Chest and with Hank, and so when you have that familiarity, it really helps.
Coach, do you anticipate having Justin Durant back, or do you want to kind of rest him another week? And the fact that he's been out of the lineup, how, you know, tell me how that affected you guys. I mean, because he's such a good tackle.
He's a factor for sure for us. We were encouraged by the first day, and then we want to take it through today and tomorrow. If we're able to go through and make the, you know, the necessary steps that we want to make, then we'll anticipate having him back. If we have a setback between today and tomorrow, then we would hold. The first day went according to plan, and now the next day, keep throwing it in there, keep playing, and keep battling for it. He's a real factor for us, and one we're anxious to get him back out there for sure, Vaughn. It's the speed that he has, and I mean, he's also a veteran player. He's got savvy, but really, when you see him run, that's the thing that jumps out. As a zone player, boom, he can really close. Yeah, we all, you know, anticipate all the stuff that he can do, and now it's a process of going through it this week and showing, okay, I can do all the stuff that I need to do to be at my best. So first check yesterday, checked it off, and then we'll go through that process again today with him.
How quick can you all get Wheeler ready? With him being a veteran and, you know, playing live.
It certainly helps when you have that experience. Sometimes it helps more when you have experience in the system, which he doesn't. You know, when we're talking about a guy like Hank or a guy like Chester who had, I know that call, I know that information. We're trying to get him up fast. I would say this, over the first 2 days, you know, he's been impressive in terms of the football knowledge. It may have been called something somewhere else, but lots of people play 3D, lots of people play man-to-man. Now it's putting it into our terminology. We're really encouraged by the first couple of days, for sure.
How did person look yesterday?
No setbacks at all for Mike. And as we went through it, we were hoping that would be the case. He worked really hard to come back as rehab. We thought we'd have a chance to get him back for this week. And barring any setbacks, he's really on course for us. No limitations at all for him today.
When you talk about it being about the ball, on the takeaway side of that, how important is what you've said before about finishing on your pass rush and getting to the quarterback?
Yeah, and there, as you know, there's a lot of times where you can get the ball off the quarterback in terms of the sacks and the forced fumbles. So that's for sure an area that we've kind of circled and dialed in on to say, how can we get better at this specific area? As far as taking the ball away, the interceptions, the forced fumbles, all of them are really important for us. We install that every week just like we install an offense or a defense in terms of taking the ball away. So the tackling, the turnovers, it's totally, you know, woven into all that we want to do defensively. So every week it's the emphasis. We just place special emphasis on it today on this day. Not, you know, different than any other week, but Thursdays are the day we try to put the most emphasis on the ball.
Coach, what's the key going against a quarterback like Mariota? Because because even though he's a rookie quarterback, you don't see him make a lot of big mistakes.
I think it's the accuracy that jumps out first. He has quickness to get rid of the ball, and then he can create, you know, a little bit on the move, you know, based on the speed that he has. But past that, the really good quarterbacks, this covers, I'm going here. I know this window's open, I'm going there, and he can rip it. Those are the things that jump out, you know, when he plays the really good quarterbacks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, you guys have a great day.